So, Raviv Shmini, good morning, everybody. Continues with the aftermath of the death of Nadav and Avihu, and this incredibly complex, dialectical moment of Yom Simchas Libo, and yet a day of unspeakable tragedy. So, now we have the Chazei and Shok, the Matnos Kahuna. It's a little bit of a difference between the Chazei and the Shok in this regard. Is Chazei Atnufa, V'Yashok Atruma, Rashi's not sure why we separated it out, right? Your Malo Morid, Molech Umevi and all of them, Ali Sheikh Alavim Yaviu, Laf Nift Nufalif Ne Adonai, Vayala Chal Vanacha Itchal Chokolam, Kasher Tziva Adonai. Okay, so this is the basic subject of Leah, is the Matnos Kahuna, the Chazei and the Shok. And it's interesting, I would just note that there's like a kind of a reconstitution of boundaries, because when it comes to Chazei and Shok, those obviously have to be eaten b'makom kadosh, but, the kadshe kadosh and the shiari minachos, have to be eaten b'makom kadosh, lifting minakulayim, but the Chazei HaTnufa and the Shok HaTruma from the Shlamim is kadshim kalim, so that's just to be b'makom tahor. Right, so Rashi says, "V'chiyatsi bishanim achum makom tamele bishanim shem kachik kadoshim is kachilatsim makom kadosh." Aval elu in tzrichim tocha klalim, alav tocha klalim, aval tzrichim heim leochel toch machane Yisrael. Shutar min likane sham mitzrayim, mikan shekachim kalim neachalim b'chol ha'ir. A very fascinating idea that sort of like what we're doing with the Shiari Hamenachos and the Chazei and Shok. On the other hand, is reconstituting some boundaries as Nadav and Avihu really pierce through the boundaries. Right, vayikrivu, vayakrivu, lifnei Hashem eish zara, asher lo tziva osam, and so we really understand the story of Nadav and Avihu. So there's another point that I just wanted to develop based on the dibor here, vayomer Hashem al Aaron, that Hashem communicates directly to Aaron, or vayidaber Moshe al Aaron ve'elazar ve'elitamar banavano terim. So Moshe is doing the talking, but the recipients are Aaron and the Banav Hanusarim. So Rashi says, what do we know about Banav Hanusarim? Mina Misa. Milam Bichafa Lehem Niknisa Misa. Elazar Nitamar, we're in mortal danger. Al Avona Egel. Hushinemar Vaharon Nisanaf Hashem Ba'od Lahashmido. Ben Hashmada Lakiloi Banim. Shinemar Vashmid Periyomimal. Tfilasar Shamosha Batla Mechsa. So Moshe was able to undo half of it. Not so much another one of you, but he spared Elazar and Itamar. Okay. Because that's like the ultimate, discontinuity. So the point of emphasis here, right, I think is obviously that Nadav and Avihu were doomed, and Elazar and Itamar, so those were saved. But it seems to me like something more is a little bit required, as we've discussed in the past, in terms of verifying this kind of an approach. And what I'd like to suggest is actually meduyak very much in the psukim. Banav hanosarim leimor. So Rashi says, look, by the chet ha'egel, really all of them were nischayev kli alamakom, but Elazar and Itamar were spirits. So like, ask yourself some question, like, why Elazar and Itamar? Why not Nadav and Avihu? So I think the point is, poket avonavos albanim. So Unklus already tells us it's banim meradim. It's the rebellious sons, those who are not willing to withdraw from the chet of their parents. Who had their own way of letting, the parent in this case, Aaron at the Egel Hazav, obviously, Eish Zara, Sherlo Tziva Osam, right? He never intended Avodah Zarah, as the Ramban comments there, but, he enabled or fostered this capacity for people to be misled by Avodah Zarah. That reflected his great discredit. Nadav and Avihu here, right, banim meradim, poket avonavos albanim. Only if they're meradim, if they're repeating similar sins, it doesn't have to look exactly the same. But that seems to be the point here, right? That when it comes, to Nadav and Avihu, they recapitulated the sin of their father in a way that Elazar and Itamar didn't. They decided, Eish Zara, Sherlo Tziva, Osam, that they were going to do it according to their own rules. So as the Ramban notes, in context of the Cheda Egel, right, many of the Jewish people, certainly not Aaron, had any idea that this would be, treated as an Avodah Zarah, but sort of like an alternate way of connecting to the divine presence. If that is indeed the case, so if that's indeed the case, so then what we have here is really the continuation of the sin. So Aaron, as the Ramban explains, he never intended for Avodah Zarah to happen, but this was sort of like a kind of a replacement for Moshe, Asher Lo Tziva Osam, told, you know, Lo Sa. And so once that's the nature of Aaron's chait, right, that there's an attempt here to try to serve Hashem, but to do it in a way that Hashem didn't ask, and, you know, eventually it could really lead to much bigger problems. So Nadav and Avihu, they wanted to become lifnei Hashem, vayamusu lifnei Hashem, as the Torah emphasizes, but vayikruvu lifnei Hashem, eish zara, asher lo tziva osam.